Melanie Piazza, director of animal care at the WildCare Wildlife Refuge in San Rafael, sees 100 or more sick raccoons every year. But over the past few years, some of them appeared with a new set of symptoms.
They would present as not concerned with human presence and very calm, to the point where they could actually be caught with gloves or catch pole very easily. In more advanced stages, would lose control of their rear end or their body, where they would walk and their hips would fall to the side. Also, we noticed that their eyes would protrude from their head a little bit more than normal.
The same thing was happening at Wildlife Rescue west of Cotati, where it was clear to Danielle Matos that it was something quite different from the distemper they often saw in ailing raccoons.
Sometimes when we get distemper raccoons, it's really clear and obvious, and they'll even be having seizures and things, and we would put them to sleep. But these raccoons, they weren't as clear, so we would give them longer and kind of see what happens, and they all would eventually die, but it wasn't as dramatic as a distemper raccoon.
Neither of those small nonprofits had the resources to dissect and analyze the dead raccoons with the strange symptoms, but Dr. Patty Pesavento, a pathologist at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, did. And she was surprised to discover that all the animals her lab examined had fatal brain tumors.
The fact that they are getting tumors when we hadn't seen them before and getting them within their short lifespans was very significant to us because we hadn't seen tumors before. And so to see a cluster of them coming into our labs was unusual.
They also found a possible cause for those tumors.
We did find a polyomavirus in all of the brain tumors. And the overriding hypothesis in our lab is that that virus is contributing to tumor formation. But it will take an enormous amount of work for us to prove that. It could be just a correlative relationship.
Viruses like this are usually highly species-specific, so humans and even our pet canines should have nothing to fear from them, Pesavento adds.
Polyomaviruses, like most viruses, very exquisitely contribute to disease only in single species.
So far, the tumorous raccoons have been found only on the West Coast, mostly in Northern California. Though now that they've identified the new pathology, the watch is on for other cases elsewhere. That's just one of the new areas of study this finding has opened.
So we're looking for where the virus is in the country, which raccoons have been exposed to the virus, and where it is in the environment. And then we're working in the lab on trying to get cell cultures going that can support growth of the virus so that we can study the virus.
Meanwhile, back at WildCare, Melanie Piazza received the UC Davis findings with some mixed reaction.
The results were shocking. However, in the same breath, they were very vindicating. It was wonderful to actually have results that prove that we were right. We knew something was wrong. It was something different we had never seen before. And now we have the scientific backup to say, yes, this is not a disease. This is actually a tumor. That's not what we expected. But it was definitely very vindicating.
And Danielle Matos at Wildlife Rescue says that even with this new knowledge, they will continue to give the sick raccoons that come there every chance to recover from whatever it may be that ails them.
Recently, we had a raccoon that we thought might either have this or distemper, and we gave him a chance in our ISOs for 2 weeks, and he made a full recovery. You just can't really know from the outside, so we like to give all of our animals a chance.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.